enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
You know, I won't say it's funny, but it's interesting. To a real worshiper who worships in spirit and in truth, the more you worship, the more you want to worship. How many would agree with me there? The more you praise, you know, it's like you hit a gear, and now the more you want to praise, but your lunch break is over. Amen. Greet at least three people before you sit down. Tell them the favor of God is on you. Hallelujah. Favor of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So let me say, you know, early this morning, and I knew it, but God confirmed it, and this message, a portion of it is predicated on this, but we are in the midst of a shift.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
I heard some amens there, and amens on the front. I said the church is in the midst of a shift. We'll talk about it more. But we're in our series. We started a series some weeks ago on kingdom faith. Amen. Kingdom faith. And we've been studying the principle of faith and just faith, I'll say in general, and faith, some specifics about it. One thing we want to understand about faith is that without it, it's impossible to please God. If any man come to God, he must first believe. So that's our part. And unto every man is given the measure of faith. You know, but what's important and what matters most is what you do with that measure. Did you bury it? Or did you take it somewhere and allow it to be multiplied? And did you allow yourself to be strengthened in faith? Faith is like a muscle. You get to a certain age, and muscles start to atrophy. You got to work them. You got to keep them busy. You know that your body's made to move.
Amen.
I see a big old imprint on a couch. Looks like a big old potato. You're not a couch potato. Get up, amen. And faith is moving. Faith is in the now, amen. So we're going to talk today about, this is our series, the Kingdom Faith, and I've entitled this message, When God Declares His Favor. When God declares, and I want you to say that over your brother or sister that's sitting next to you. Tell them, God's favor has been declared over your life. Look at someone else and tell them too. You too. Look somebody behind you in front of you and say, you too. Every covenant child of God, God has declared his favor on and over your life. So it's real important that we understand that. So let's get started here. I'm going to make a few statements. And I hear my little baptism buddy, I'm not baptism, my dedication buddy there. That's my amen corner. We're dedicating her today. So she's cool. This is dedicated to you today. We're not just being refreshed or restored. You know, we're coming out of something. The devil saw an opportunity and he took it.
Amen.
But like he always does, he fell flat on his face.
Amen.
And he's going to continue to fall flat on his face. Amen. He's evil, diabolical, wicked, all the evil adjectives, they belong to him. He's the father of sin. So we want to understand that. But we are not, what we're experiencing now is not just a refreshment. It's not just a time, even though we're going to see more and more things restored. It's not just a time of restoration. And it's not just a time of revival. All right? It's not just a time that we're going to receive some new spiritual enlightenment. That there's a shift that's taking place.
Yes.
Okay, now stay with me. I'm going to give you four things right here. Number one, what we are experiencing right now and what God is preparing his body, the church, for, he's preparing us for a new season of reaping the harvest of souls.
Amen.
I've been on farms before. I've never done a bunch of farming. I remember I did some harvesting once. It ain't easy. It takes work.
Amen.
Uh-huh. That some people call that real work.
Amen.
So God is preparing you and me for a new season of reaping the harvest of souls. If you were in our prayer meeting yesterday morning, you see how God is expanding and upgrading a lot of things, and the vision is being enlarged across our county and across the state of Florida and ultimately across the nation and the nations of the world. But number two, God is also transforming cities and government structures. God himself, he's transforming cities. We need to start talking citywide.
Amen.
Countywide.
Yes.
Statewide. And ultimately nationwide. And then nations of the world. Number three, God is in the process. He's releasing power and wealth into the hands of the righteous. Say amen real loud.
Amen.
I said God is releasing power and wealth, influence, the list goes on and on, into the hands of the righteous. And number four, get ready. This is what God is really preparing us for. He's going to reveal, or let me say, the Father himself is going to be revealed to us as he has never been revealed or seen before on the earth.
Amen.
Either y'all right and then can't hardly say amen, or you don't believe it or something. That's shouting ground right there. God, the Father's going to reveal himself to the body of Christ, to his people, as never before seen on the earth.
Amen.
Say this with me. This is the time,
of the favor of the Lord.
I want you to say it again. Say it again. I want you to say it. We'll say it three times. Say it one more time. This is the time,
of the favor of the Lord.
Say it one more time. This is the time. Of the favor of the Lord. Amen. Now, let's go into the scripture, because every time God declares his favor, things change. Every time this morning God showed me, I'm declaring my favor. We're in the process of it. There's things that are going to happen. It's not going to be normal. It's not going to be your run-of-the-mill church. It's not going to be your run-of-the-mill blessing. No, I'm declaring my favor. This is a set time of favor. This is an acceptable year. God's going to do some things that go off the charts. Are you ready? I said, Resurrection, are you ready? Are you ready? to be blessed. Get ready. You're gonna have to increase your prayer life. Not because of the adversity, but to know how to handle everything that's coming to you. Put in your hands, that's putting the demand on your life. Let me say it again. Every time in Scripture God declared his favor, things changed. Look at someone and tell them, things are changing. Let's go to Exodus chapter 3 and verse 21. When God declares his favor, things change. Exodus 3:21. God says, and I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Now God declared favor over Israel. And he said, and it shall come to pass that when you go, you ain't going out broke. They were slaves. Didn't have two nickels to rub together. But God declared favor. Now we read the story, right? We know that Israel went out of Egypt with a high hand. In other words, they went out. God did it so in such a way that the Egyptians gave them. Just for them to go, here, take it all. Just please leave. And they went out with a high hand. Not hands dragging the ground, high hands. God declared his favor. In the book of Esther, chapter 5, and verse number 2. Tell someone, we're in the midst of this now. If you don't know, you better wake up. Yeah. Smell the coffee. You ought to recognize some favor on your life. Amen. God is causing things you put your hands to prosper. God is causing you to come into relationship and connection with people you never thought you would come into. God is positioning you for blessing and prosperity and increase in the midst of a dark and dying world. It's God's favor. He was going to judge Egypt, but he spoke favor over Israel. Esther chapter 5 verse 2. And it was so when the king saw Esther. Now it was sketchy. She didn't know. Amen. They didn't know. Amen. What attitude or frame of mind the king was in. And she hadn't seen him in some months. And anybody that entered that court whom the king didn't hold the scepter out to, choop, heads off. Queen, no queen. But she said, listen, she had made up her mind. If I perish, I perish. But I'm going to see the king. There's something bigger at work here than just me. Tell somebody, God's doing something bigger than you. This you have to know. God is counting on you. But it's not about you. Now you will be blessed in the inner realm. But it's not about you. It's about a legacy. It's about a kingdom being established. It's bigger than you. That's why it's important for us to keep fighting the fight of faith.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.